To the right of the entrance, we can see the train's schedule. This gives us a bigger picture of the way trains once operated in Eretz Israel and enables us to understand how the train created an inland connection through Haifa to the Mediterranean basin countries such as Egypt, Lebanon, Turkey, and others. During the British Mandate period, the management of the train would periodically publish an updated schedule and information for passengers. It is interesting to see that the information was written in three languages: Hebrew, Arabic, and English. The names of the stations in Arabic and English are identical in both languages, but different from the Hebrew names. The names were written in Hebrew letters, but according to their Arabic pronunciation. For example, Samach, Tzemach, and Bishan, Bet She'an. The schedule reflects the Jezreel Valley's development as stations and additional stops were added along the route. On the early schedule from the 1920s, we can see that not all the trains that reached the Tzemach station continued on to Dara in Syria.